Right now, this is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I am here to be your host for Center Stage Minnesota this afternoon. Coming up on October 25th is the Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration. It's going to happen at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji, which is just across the railroad tracks from downtown. It really would be downtown if it weren't for those railroad tracks. In this really cool old brick warehouse building that was used to service freight coming off of trains. And there's this great warehouse room in there that has a capacity of about 200 people. And we're bringing Sunny Night and the Lakers and the Fattening Frogs there. Fattening Frogs will go on at about 7:30, doors at 7. Fattening Frogs are going to play a little longer than your normal opening set, and that's because I think the quality of that band, and we think you'll enjoy it that way. You'll think 45 minutes would have been way too short. And then it's going to be Sunny Night in the Lakers. They left on the 19th of September to go to Europe. And if you check out their Facebook page, you'll see lots of photos as they are going through Europe right now. On the 20th of October, they get back to the United States and to the Twin Cities, and then they get to rest up. And then their next gig is in Bemidji at Rail River Folk School for the Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration. Thanks to Tuto Benny for supporting this concert, for coming on board as a sponsor of the Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration. So we have tickets available now. You can call 800-662-5799. You can also go to kaxe.org to get those tickets. You can stop into our studios during business hours if you want to just buy the tickets at either our Bemidji studios in downtown Bemidji or at our KAXE studios kind of next to the public library in Grand Rapids. $25 is the ticket price. If you are a member of Northern Community Radio, you receive a $5 per ticket discount. So once again, that's the Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration, October 25th at Rail River Folk School. That's a Saturday. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And it's a rare opportunity because, in particular, Sunny Night and the Lakers, you'll get a chance to see them again if you want to travel to a city and see them in a really large room at least. This is an unique opportunity, and it's one of the reasons that we're so proud to be able to bring this to the Bemidji area and to our listening area for people to take advantage of. So kaxe.org, 800-662-5799. I'm Still Here is the name of the newest record, the first release from Sunny Night and his Lakers. Sunny Night put out a record when he was 17, 45, that was a band that was centered around him he's 66 years old right now, so let's just put it that way. And he has dabbled in music some in between then, but that never really materialized into shooting into the stratosphere. And so he just put those dreams more than aside, probably just thought they were done. And Secret Stash Records, through their efforts of sort of digging up old records that got limited release and were excellent and should see the light of day again if they could be republished. That's kind of what they're in the business of. A series of their projects led to some live shows, which led to this band and some other new live music or new music being recorded by this label. I don't think they ever saw it happening, but it just kind of led them there. And thanks, we should thank them for it. So, Sunny Night in the Lakers, I'm Still Here is the name of the latest release, and here's I'm Still Here 1 and 2.
I've been all over this world of ours. Sometimes it feels like I've seen it all. Day
after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Sometimes I wonder, where am I really going? What am I really doing? After 12 months, I'm on a red tail. They just snatched me out of the jungle and dropped me right back on Selby Avenue. When I got back, I couldn't believe how things had changed. I mean, everybody was caught up in themselves trying to be fly or get high. They were forgetting who they were. I mean, there was so much confusion. They all got in trouble somehow. They lost their families. Some ended up in Stillwater. And some even died. I didn't want that. There had to be a better way. So I packed my bags and I left, looking for a better place. After all my travels, you know, I found all roads led back here, back where I needed to be. In my travels I grew, I realized I was running from something. I was afraid of the future. I didn't know what tomorrow would bring. I didn't know where life was going to lead me. I was running from the past. We all make mistakes. Boy, I had my share. I was afraid of judgment. I was running from fear. I'm not running no more. Don't need to. I found peace within. 'Cause that's all it is. Life is right now. About yesterday or tomorrow. If you gotta worry, worry about right now. I'm here, we're all still here. We can plan all we want for the future, or we can learn from the past. But I got one thing going for me. So many new days, and I'm still waiting for that change that's gonna come. Lost so many through time, life sure can be so unkind. I'm still here, singing my songs. I'm still here, through all the right and wrong. Days they come and go. Sometimes life moves so slow. Live through fear and feeling sad. Through all the good times and the bad.
Well, that is It's Late, and that's a vinyl that I was playing there. Actually, everything in that set came off of the resurgence of vinyl, which I'm loving, especially with the download codes that don't limit you to the places that you have turntables, if that's the choice that you make. Fat and Frogs, It's Late. That's a Chris Holm written song, and Amanda White starring on vocals there. That comes from their release from this year called 12 Bars. And then I'm Still Here, Parts 1 and Part 2 from Sunny Night and the Lakers. And I'm Still Here is the name of that full-length release from Sunny Night and the Lakers. There is if you Google Sunny Night and MN Original there, or go to the website through Secret Stash Records of Sunny Night and the Lakers, you can find about an 8-minute Minnesota Original documentary. That's a segment of it's a show on public television in the Twin Cities, and they always have segments that focus on musicians or a musician or a number of musicians, and they kind of tell the story of Secret Stash Records and on into how Sunny Night and the Lakers came to be, all in one really good and rather succinct documentary. It's a really, really interesting story. It's a great story. You won't want to do anything but root for Sunny Night and those guys at Secret Stash Records. And it's just about brings me to tears with the way that Sunny Night is, he wasn't better about it, but he's absolutely just soaking up life right now, he's seen I don't know what incarnation of it you would call of his music career take off, and good for him. So Sunny Night and the Lakers and the Fattening Frogs, part of the, that's what makes up the Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration coming up at Rail River Folk School, a limited space room, a great warehouse type of room, top notch in terms of the type of space that feels like music should be happening there. And $25 for tickets, $20 if you are a Northern Community Radio member. It's October 25th. It's a Saturday. And thanks again to Tutto Bene for being a sponsor of this concert, this Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration. 800-662-5799, kaxe.org, to secure yourself tickets. About half of the capacity is gone, and I don't think it's going to take much longer for those to go away, because a guy stopped in last Friday and bought tickets, and he said, I can't believe it's not sold out already. And that's kind of where it's headed. We receive support from Bemidji Brewing Company, located downtown at 401 Beltrami Avenue. Fresh craft beers on tap and growlers to go at the tap room, open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday. For more information, search Bemidji Beer on Facebook or the web. And programming is supported by Minnesota Energy Resource, encouraging home and business owners to install energy-efficient appliances and equipment. More energy-saving tips at energyresources.com. This is Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. It's our show where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, part of the lineage of add the beginning to the end of that story that I told you, Secret Stash Records is they're not only Minnesota label, in fact, far from it, but they are a Minneapolis label that started on digging up just about anything that they can find that is what they like to hear. And also, you know, things that were probably released on vinyl in the 60s and some, you know, 500 copies, and it was great, but it never caught on. So that's all that was ever printed. And they find those, they try to find a good recording of that stuff. If they hear about that, or maybe they stumble upon something and realize what it is, kind of could be go either way. And then they go about figuring out how to re-release that. They did a compilation with 21 songs called Twin Cities Funk and Soul. And it's a sub title is Lost R&B Grooves from Minneapolis, St. Paul, 1964 to 1979. On it is these are singles that have been rescued, so to speak, and put back in a place where we have another opportunity to enjoy them. And these kinds of labels, I think, are doing a service as much as they are conducting a business. And the Valdons had two singles on this Twin Cities Funk and Soul release. And when they decided to release this compilation, they wanted to have a live event to celebrate. That involved pulling back in some of the people that, through their research, they'd figured out were still around the Twin Cities and were interested in playing music or were still playing music. And that led to the Secret Stash All-Stars, and then that led to the Valdons playing some shows. Sunny Night was called upon to play a role in that, because obviously not every member was around and able to participate, and then that led to Sunny Night and his own full-length record. But Secret Stash Records has released some 45s of different music, some current bands that did not exist back in those days. The Valdons have got a 45 out with two new songs. Wanda Davis, who not only appeared on this compilation but appeared on a number of compilations throughout the country of her single Save Me, I've been collecting those rescue singles of funk and soul from that as they've been popping up for years, and Wanda Davis is on a lot of those with her song Save Me. She's got a new 45 out, and then De Robe and Black Market Brass as well. So really interesting how that all that is developing, and that's kind of the story how Sunny Night and his Lakers came to be. But here's the first song off of that compilation. It's the Valdons with All Day Long from Twin Cities Funk and Soul, Lost R&B Grooves, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 64279.
I'm so tired, little woman.
And there's the recent release on Secret Stash Records featuring Wanda Davis, new music, and that's her version of Where Did You Sleep Last Night, originally from Lead Belly, taken back out of the hands of Nirvana. And don't get me wrong, I like Nirvana, but I did not think that their version of that was deserving of the celebration that it received. I thought their original music was. We also heard before that, we heard from Wanda Davis from one of her two singles that appeared on the Twin Cities Funkin' Soul release, Lost R&B Grooves from 64 to 79, Secret Stash compilation of nearly lost songs from that era. And Save Me was the one that we heard. And then two from the Veil Dons, kind of the same thing. We did their one from their new 45 RPM featuring two songs. Stop, Wait a Minute, Girl, we heard. That's the recent release. And then All Day Long was one of the two singles that they had on the Twin Cities Funk and Soul release as well. All Day Long being the track that opens up the record. We received support from Camp Mishawaka in Grand Rapids. A summer tradition since 1910, Camp Mishawaka is dedicated to providing children with leadership skills and programs to grow in self-worth, health, outdoor skills, and knowledge online at campmishawaka.com. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has optical and dental programs for honorably discharged veterans and spouses. Call your county veterans service office for more information about the program or to set up an appointment. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. I think I'm going to get at least one of the instrumental tracks from the new stuff from Secret Stash, either De Robe or Black Market Brass, or possibly both. They're pretty infectious music, and if I'm ever down in the Twin Cities when I see one of those bands is playing, that's where you can find me. But right now we've got one from BK and Benzilla, which is a DJ turntable crew that works for several bands and on their own. They had a release called Radio Do Cannibal out. I think it's a 2010 release, and it's a Rhymesayers release, and it has different songs featuring a number of different MCs and vocalists. And here's one called Love Like That that features Abby Wolf here on Center Stage Minnesota.
Love like that.
The Monks, I Can't Get Over You from Black Monk Time. De Robe before that, Gogo Plata from their single, their 45 RPM single on Sacred Stash Records. BK1 with Benzilla, Love Like That featuring Abby Wolf from Radio Do Cannibal. That was what gave us that set here on Center Stage Minnesota. We received support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, focusing on the needs of local families and businesses because they know their customers and their customers know them. The First State Bank of Big Fork, with offices in Big Fork and Kellyer, member FDIC. Coming up tonight, this evening, at Bemidji Brewing in downtown Bemidji, is our Community Advisory Board meeting for Northern Community Radio. And what that means is that if you're interested in giving us input or feedback or just kind of seeing how we operate some of the things that we do, which is meant to glean response and information and anything else we can learn from the public, if you want to show up at Bemidji Brewing tonight, you are on the board. You are on the Community Advisory Board, so don't let that term fool you. We encourage you to come out. There's going to be numerous varieties, including some more unusual varieties, which is what I'm looking forward to, with Keith's Pizza. And we'll have other refreshments, and obviously we are going to be at Bemidji Brewing in downtown Bemidji. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be about an hour, so please come on down. If you're in the area, if you're someone who listens to the station, if you just discovered the station, just about any feedback you can give us is useful, and we welcome you. Well, just came through the door this afternoon, and I got to listen through about the first 7 songs, and it's called A Thread Through the Night. It's the new record from the Brothers Burn Mountain. And here's the one called We Push Right Through. Eyesight from truly classic record from the suburbs in combo, and Brothers Burn Mountain before that, brand new in the mail today. We push right through from a thread through the night. They've got a show coming up in Akeley, and more details on that. And that's even before their CD release, which is going to happen later in October in Duluth. So, but that means those guys will be traveling around again too, and that's always a good thing. Well, this has been Center Stage Minnesota. Kari's coming up. She's got an hour of new music, and then we head into the news at 4 o'clock. Here's some of that Black Market Brass that I told you about from the Secret Stash Records. It comes from their single. The other side is a song called Snake Oil Man, and this side, Big Muffler. We'll be right back.